Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my real pleasure to welcome not only our many listeners throughout the world, but also the four talented, diverse performers from different areas of show business who this week are going to partake and compete in Just a Minute. We welcome the actor, playwright, wit, Peter Jones, the lyricist, writer, cricket buff, Tim Rice, comedian and actress, Jenny Eclair, and that comedian, presenter, and stand-up, Stephen Frost. Would you please welcome all four of them? As usual, I am going to ask them to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And they will score points or lose points accordingly. Beside me sits Elaine Wigley, who's going to help me keep the score. She will hold the stopwatch and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Corn Exchange in Brighton, where we have been asked back again to perform another show. Stephen Frost, would you like to begin? And the first subject on the card here is giving your all. So you gave your all last time you were here, to great effect. Would you talk on the subject now of giving your all, starting now?
It is important as a performer to be seen to be giving your all. It's no good walking on stage and just talking in low form and not committing yourself.
And Jenny Eclair has challenged me
very
rapidly.
Very clumsy, wasn't it? There was hesitation, there was all sorts going on there.
I wasn't giving my all, was I?
Poor man hardly got going. He's only been going for 8 seconds.
Like a baby.
No, he can talk like a baby if he wants to. I mean, you can put on a voice, you can go into a
He hesitated. Steve, did
you hesitate? Jenny, don't try so hard. No, I disagree with your challenge, Jenny, and so Steve gets a point for an incorrect challenge, keeps the subject, and there are 52 seconds left, Stephen, starting now.
When you go on stage, you've got to be confident and loud and give
Tim
them
Rice.
What you've got. You've got to show them what you're
sorry,
made of.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve, I've got to stop it there. Tim Rice, your challenge.
2 stages.
I'm afraid you mentioned stage before.
Yes.
So, Tim, that was a correct challenge. You get a point for correct challenge. 50 seconds available, giving your all, starting now.
Last Christmas, I was given by my father a toolbox as a present, and I was thrilled. Within this receptacle, I found a spanner.
Peter Jones' challenge.
No, I shouldn't have said that, but he said I twice.
And you have won a point for the correct challenge and 40 seconds available, giving your all, starting now.
If you happen to be a cobbler and you give your all, you're departing with an intrinsic part of your trade.
So, Tim, you got back in again.
Hesitation.
Yes. 31 seconds, giving your all, Tim, starting now.
As I was saying, within this thing, which had 4 sides and a lid, there were lots of...
Jenny, challenge.
Tiny hesitation.
He didn't actually hesitate, Jenny. So we love hearing from you, Jenny, so don't give up.
I'll try again.
We'll try again, yes. So, Tim, carry on. Another point, 23 seconds, giving your all, starting now.
Among the collection of implements was...
Stephen, you challenge.
Yeah, deviation. It's the third time Tim's spoken, and he's not mentioned giving it your all
trying
at all.
To get
he's just going about his Christmas present of his father, from his father.
I think he hadn't really got...
He hasn't got to the nub of the matter.
He hasn't got to the nub of the matter.
Thank you.
He hasn't actually given his all yet, has he? So, Steve, you had a correct challenge. Steve, 20 seconds on giving your all, starting now.
Giving your all is actually Cockney rhyming stang.
Tim, I've never heard so many brief contributions in my life to anyone's subject.
I've got something else on my mind. I shouldn't be here, really.
Tim, you got in first with the hesitation. 16 seconds. Let's hear about your all. For goodness sake, giving your all, Tim, starting now.
But in stark contrast to my previous story, I would like to regale you with the time when I gave my all. It was a critical moment in my career. Everything was looking bleak, black.
Stephen, your challenge.
His career's always looked bleak and black. From where I'm standing.
So we give you a bonus point for a good challenge, but Tim gets a point because he was interrupted. He keeps the subject with 7 seconds on, giving your all, starting now.
What is the point of giving your all when lesser men challenge everything you say? It is absolutely a waste of time.
And you've been challenged again by lesser men. Stephen, what was your challenge?
Well, I think I'm taller than Tim. I'm 6'5". So I'm not a lesser man. So that's deviation. I claim the subject.
He didn't establish lesser in height. He was referring to other things.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
If you meant the other way, then there's going to be a fight after the show.
we have to assume that, Stephen. But we still like the challenge, so we're going to give you a bonus point for that, because it was a good, subtle challenge. But to be fair to Tim, he must keep the subject and another point. 4 seconds, giving your all, starting now.
Giving your all. Who would have thought that giving your all could be such a difficult...
Well, I must say, that is the longest the first round of Just a Minute has ever gone. And a total of 12 points were scored in the round, of which 7 went to Tim Rice, 4 to Stephen Frost, 1 to Peter Jones, and Jenny Eclair is yet to score. Peter, it's your turn to begin. Would you tell us something about the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam? And there are 60 seconds if you want them. Starting now.
Well, it's a Persian poem which was translated by Edward Fitzgerald. And perhaps the best known line is, a loaf of bread, a glass of wine, and thou. And I've always been...
Jenny challenged.
I'm really sorry, but I think the line goes, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread. It's that way round. It's a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou.
I'm not trying to be particularly accurate.
Oh, I was
quoting from the original Persian.
All right, here what I do. I give Peter a bonus point for his excuse, and Jenny a point for a correct challenge, and so there are 47 seconds for her to tell us something about the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, starting
a
now.
A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness. Or is it in the wilderness singing?
You shouldn't have paused. They wouldn't have known.
No, I've forgot it.
I know, but they wouldn't have known, Jenny.
No, nobody knows much about this. I think it was written by the ancestor of that bloke,
I'm sorry, you've been challenged.
Oh.
So don't waste it. You might get in again.
Oh, right. I'll try and
Tim,
get in again.
Tim challenged, and there was hesitation. Yeah. 38 seconds, Tim. The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, starting now.
A pint of milk, half a bitter, and bread. These are the things that inspired the Persian sage to write these wonderful lines all those centuries ago. He was cruising down the back streets of downtown Tehran when suddenly he was approached by a lady who said, like a good time. He said, yes, but I can't see how you can help me. As a result, he went up to his lonely garret and was inspired to write some of the most moving verses that have ever graced Middle Eastern culture, and I look forward one day to reading it, either in the original Persian or possibly
Peter Jones challenge.
He said Persian before.
He did say Persian before, yes. Peter. So you've got in cleverly with only 2 seconds to go on the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, starting now.
I don't care which came first, but priority.
It doesn't matter which came first, Peter. You got in before the whistle, and you got that extra point for speaking as the whistle went. You had other points in the round bonus, and you're equal in second place with Stephen Frost, just behind our leader, Tim Rice. And Jenny, your turn to begin. Round robin, that's the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
A round robin is one of those ghastly, smug letters you get from relatives abroad that gets photocopied, sent to all the people they've left behind just to remind them how well they're doing in foreign climes, with their swimming pools outside and their oranges growing in their gardens, and they go on and on about how their kids are really...
Stephen, you challenged.
Two ons there.
On and on.
I went on and on.
On and on, yeah.
I became dull.
Yeah. 44 seconds. On and on. Round robin is with you, Stephen, starting now.
When a mutiny was about to take place on a ship in the 18th century, they all signed a letter, but it was a round robin, a piece of parchment in the...
Jenny.
Dreadful hesitation.
Dreadful.
Don't rub it in. He hesitated. Jenny, 36 seconds, round robin, starting now.
Round robin's the sort of thing as you get on the front of Christmas cards. You wouldn't want to get one with a miserable, emaciated bird.
Stephen, your challenge.
Get two gets.
Two gets there. Oh. You get them on, you wouldn't want to get one.
No,
31
wouldn't.
Seconds, round robin, back with you, Stephen Frost, starting now.
In my garden every winter, a little round robin bobs off. I just like interrupting, I don't know.
It's a difficult game, they don't realise it. But Jenny got in first, bobbing. 27 seconds, Jenny, round robin, starting now.
A collection of fat blokes all called Robin might be called a collection.
Tim Jones, why?
A couple of collections, hesitations.
Yes, a collection, right, Tim, you got in. 23 seconds, Tim, round robin, starting now.
Round robin is what Batman is most of the time. They are a wonderful team, and they go visiting skyscrapers, flying round Gotham City, and basically chasing the bad guys, such as the Riddler, the Penguin, the Joker, and doing good generally. This has been featured in at least four big movies, and the first three were pretty awful, so I didn't even bother to go and see the fourth in the series.
So that last little sequence of Tim's was the longest session we've had in this particular edition of Just a Minute. And Tim, your turn to begin. The getaway car. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
I got a getaway car, it goes beep, beep, and it is this.
Yes. Last time we were playing this game in Brighton, we had trouble with beeps, didn't we?
Yes, we have two beeps.
Yes.
Jenny, you got in there. The getaway car, 51 seconds, starting now.
Traditionally, the getaway car is a Jaguar or Daimler. No self-respecting criminal would drive a getaway car that was a Vauxhall Nova, say. My boyfriend has a Jaguar. I said, why do you need a getaway car? He said, to get away from you.
Tim, Steve Wright. Stephen, new challenge.
Two Jaguars, sir.
There were two Jaguars, mm-hmm. Unfortunately. Yes. Oh. I mean, not...
I got my joke in anyway.
Mm. I know. 45 seconds, the getaway car with you, Stephen, starting now.
I drove a getaway car once in my teenagerhood and I got caught by the police and I didn't have a licence and they did me for that, but not driving the actual motor vehicle that was getting the people away from the situation which we were actually getting away from at least.
I think the people of Brighton will always remember you for your struggles, Stephen. Jenny, you got in first. There are 35 seconds, the getaway car starting now.
Getaway cars squeal away from the curb and go very fast through boxes, empty cardboard boxes. I don't know why they do.
Tim Rice challenge on the boxes.
Boxes.
Sure. Yes, 29 seconds. The getaway car, Tim, starting now.
What baffles me about getaway cars in the movies is that they are never clamped. They can always find a place to park. Never on a double white line.
Never Neverland. Yes. 21 seconds, Stephen. Getaway car, starting now.
The best getaway car, of course, is the Robin Reliant. Because it only has three wheels, there's less chance of it being clamped, as Tim was mentioning there. They go around corners very fast and lean left or right, depending on which way you move the steering wheel. The speed is not that great, but this fools the police, who tend to chase Jaguars.
Stephen Frost is complaining that he's not skilled at playing this game, but he's got another point there, another point for speaking as whistle went. He's moved forward. He's only 2 points behind our leader, Tim Rice, so he's doing very well. And, Stephen, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Francophile. Tell us something about that in just... Who said, oh? Francophile. 60 seconds starting now.
I'm a bit of a Francophile myself. I love going over the border and going to the country...
Jenny challenge.
He said going twice.
No, he was going too far.
I've been twice.
Jenny, Francophiles. 55 seconds starting now.
Francophiles are lovers of all things French. I do not suffer from this condition, being the only person in the world that thinks that France is a bit of a dump. You can keep your Gaulois, your horse meat.
Who's Stephen? You challenged.
Xenophobia. No, she said two yours there. Yes. Two yours, and there was going to be more at a list.
Two what?
Yours.
You can keep yours, you can keep yours.
Yes, I said
yours.
That twice.
And you were going to do another one as well. 44
seconds. Yeah. Francophile starting now.
There is nothing better than a plate of cheese from Normandy, a bowl of soup from the Dordogne, and a woman from the deepest heart of Paris. These are the things that keep me happy in the winter nights when I'm travelling across that great country that once President de Gaulle presided over in that oh-so-fantastic way he did in that little flat teepee hat of his.
Mais bien sûr, vous a dit à moi. C'est beaucoup de vin. Il y en a personne là-bas qui parle comme moi. Elle aime manger les repas de Français. Les langoustes.
Quand j'en avais mis, j'en gomme à voir. Faut te dire, pour qu'on t'a mis en venir. Faut t'en gomme à voir. Dans ça, c'est un jeune challenge à Tim Rice. Puis quand tu dis, on gomme à venir, on gomme à venir. Anyway, I can shut him up. I have to go in my French. Tim, you challenge first. What was it?
I can't remember. I
Should we call it showing off?
Well,
I think my buzzer just got carried away with excitement and admiration.
So, Stephen, you've got the benefit of the doubt because no one can remember what you repeated or hesitated about. And Francophile, I think he was demonstrating you are a Francophile. I agree with you. 20 seconds, starting now.
The French waiters are the best servers of food in the world. They have a certain style and panache that beats any other form of service industry in this country.
Peter Jones, challenge.
Well, they have to be to get the cheese from one place and the soup from the Dordogne.
You got a bonus point anyway, but what's within the rules of just a minute? What's your challenge?
Well, he was just rambling on, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know that he was actually deviating from anything. We give you a bonus point because we loved it. We give you the subject as well. 11 seconds, Francophile, Peter, starting now.
Well, I love the south of France, and I'd go there every winter if I had enough money, and I wouldn't do just a minute until April or May, if they were able to.
Jenny, challenge.
Hesitation.
No. It was just teetering on hesitation. It didn't quite get there, no. Benefit of the doubt is what I say. No hesitation. Another point to you, Peter. 2 seconds ago, Francophile, starting now.
The Battle of Flowers.
Stephen, challenged.
Repetition.
Well, what of?
I just want to say that's how it's in French. You say repetition. It's a similar word. All those hesitation you can say as well in French.
Right.
They're all very
right.
Similar words.
Fine.
It's a great thing about France. Some words are the same as
you. Well, I'll do it for you now. You've given Peter another point, by the way.
A point.
Pierre.
Yes.
Pierre.
Oui.
Vous avez gagné un autre point?
The Battle of Flowers in Nice is one of these spectacles that...
No. S'il vous plaît, continuez sans hésitation, répétition ou déviation. Alors, c'est bon?
Yes.
Il y a 2 secondes.
Deux
secondes. You know? Non, hésitation, répétition, déviation.
No.
Le sujet.
Charles de Gaulle.
Francophile. Vous commencez maintenant. Tim, you challenge first.
Hesitation.
He was lost. Admittedly, there were 2 seconds to go, and Elaine, who works my stopwatch for me, has now made it 3 seconds. She's gone backwards. You're hysterics, aren't you, Elaine?
Because in France, they're an hour behind.
Yes, Peter, another point. So Peter Jones got the point for not speaking as the whistle went. Well, he's moved forward. He's now in second place. But equal in the lead now, Tim Rice with Stephen Frost. Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is... My First Night. Will you tell us something about it in this game, starting now?
Well, it was a very traumatic experience altogether. And I remember I was sort of covered in some kind of sticky material. And,
Peter...
I didn't recognise my mother immediately. Well... After all, I was upside down. And the doctor was holding me by the ankles. And he was very elderly and kept shaking. What is it?
You were actually challenged before you got hung upside down.
Oh.
Yes. But you were so funny that I'm going to give you 3 bonus points.
3?
Yeah. But you were challenged, so Tim, you were first. You have the subject 50 seconds available. My First Night, starting now.
I remember my first night being sent away to boarding school at a very, very young age.
Jenny,
he said very twice.
Yes. 44 seconds, my first night is with you, Jenny, starting now.
I have only had the pleasure of a West End theatrical first night once. Just over a year ago, I made my debut in Nell Dunn's Steaming at the Piccadilly Theatre. Oh, it was marvellous that first night. My dressing room was full of bouquets, champagne, flowers. And then afterwards, we all went out for dinner and someone else picked up the tab. And then the reviews came out, and funnily enough, the play closed quite soon after that. But it was a joyous experience. I'm very glad that I've been lucky enough to have done that. And the other first nights that I've had lets me have a think now. I don't know why you're letting me get away with this, because really... Doesn't anyone else want it?
Yes.
And Tim has challenged you and let you off your hook there. 9 seconds for you, Tim, on my first night, starting now.
I didn't know I only have 9 seconds.
I was
left.
Only 3 years old. Do you mind? I'm trying to talk. And possibly four. And it was heartbreaking for both my parents and...
On that occasion, Tim Rice, the speaker of the Whistle Wing, got the extra point for doing so, and he's moved forward. He's in the lead, just ahead of Stephen Frost, equal now with Peter Jones and Jenny Clare. You're coming up from behind. And it's your turn, by the way, to begin. My concerns. Tell us something about those, starting now.
My concerns are none of your business, but all right, I will admit to being rather preoccupied with the ageing process. I do find it very difficult being sexy when you get to 38. Every time I wiggle my bum, my teeth fall out. Me too. All I can say is thank heavens for cosmetics. I do need a lot of makeup. I like the way it makes my face look 10 years younger than my neck. I know I should be more concerned with global warming, economics, and world peace, but actually I'm rather more bothered by the fact that I've got hair coming out of my nose, ears, chin. Oh, what is to become of me? And I haven't got a pension either. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
Tim Rice, the challenger.
What are you doing tonight?
Right, a bonus point to Tim Rice. We love the challenge. But Jenny gets a point for being interrupted. Keeps it 21 seconds still on my concerns, Jenny, starting now.
Yes, and sometimes I wake up screaming, thinking, oh, no, I'm going to be 70 and I won't have any money. And I'm going to be waiting at a bus stop, thinking, oh, next Tuesday when I get my pension, I might be able to afford some wine gum.
Stephen Frost. John.
Two pensions, no?
I wish I could. Yes.
Pensions, repetition.
Yes, repetition. Well done, Stephen. 7 seconds. My concerns starting now.
My concern is... Oh, for goodness sake! Joking!
Peter Jones, did you challenge then? I think you did.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the... I twitch occasionally.
That's right. And my concerns, Peter, starting now.
My concerns are usually Martin Spencer's, for instance. That's one of them.
So, Tim Rice is still in the lead. Peter Jones has now crept up a little because he was got that extra point for speaking the Whistle Wind. Then it's Stephen Frost and Jenny Clare in that order. Stephen, your turn to begin. Routines. I'm sure you've got plenty of those, but tell us something about your routines, Stephen Frost, starting now.
When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is put my clothes on, which is a bit unusual because I haven't got undressed from the night before. So I tend to go walking down the street looking like a Michelin man. This is one of my routines. The other routine I like to do is brush my teeth and make sure that they're all shiny and sparkly like they're supposed to be, so I get no dental problems in the near future. My third routine I like to do is wash my body all over and rub it off with sandpaper. This makes the skin nice and shiny and fresh.
Jenny, challenge.
Shiny twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit shiny, yes. So, Jenny, you've got in on routines with 28 seconds to go, starting now.
I have some pre-show routines based on fear and suspicion. First, I put my lucky pants on, then my earrings of good fortune. Next thing I do is I tug my left earlobe twice, muttering a mantra, secret mantra, that...
So, two mantras. Right, Tim, you heard first. 13 seconds, routines with you, starting now.
My routines are incredibly boring, nothing like as gripping...
Peter Jones challenge.
Better stop now.
A bonus point to Peter Jones, because we love the challenge, but he wasn't, Tim wasn't deviating within the rules of just a minute. So he has a point, and the subject still, 9 seconds available, routines. Tim, starting now.
I have the most exciting routines you can imagine. I get up in the morning, I run 5 miles, I leap into the swimming pool, I feed the chickens, I boil myself an egg, then I go and write a poem.
If you can maintain that routine, Tim, you must be exceptional. And so as we move into the final round, when your turn to begin, Peter Jones, the subject, New Man. Will you tell us something about New Man in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I like Paul Newman. He's very good. There's wonderful blue eyes and everything. And then it's a shop in Duke Street, I think it is, and they sell things very masculine.
Jenny, you challenge.
Slight hesitation.
Definitely. You earned twice. 48 seconds. New Man. With you, Jenny. Tell us about your new man, starting now.
Oh, God save us from the new man clogging up the supermarket, talking to his children as if they were normal human beings. Don't they make you puke? Oh, give me a man in a cowboy hat who sits back, shuts up, and soaks up any stray bullets and buys the drinks till bedtime. That's what I want. None of your soppy, wimpy old new bloke. Anyway, it's an old-fashioned concept. I think women made them up in the 70s when they liked the idea of watching men cry. Ah, yes. And then as soon as they started weeping their soppy tears, we looked at them and thought, you pathetic little creatures. Come on, I want a thick, leathery, skinned bloke that tears the hides off buffalo for their woman and goes out and brings me...
And you finish the show for us in style, Jenny. Let me give you the final score, because Jenny got a number of points then. So she's finished up in third place, equal with Stephen Frost, who haven't played as much as others. Peter Jones has played it quite a lot. In fact, a hell of a lot. But but he's always as well. He finished in second place, but only just 3 points behind our leader, Tim Rice. So, Tim, we say you're the winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you and congratulations to these four delightful players of the game, Tim Rice, Peter Jones, Jenny Eclair and Stephen Frost. And from them and Elaine Wigley, who's kept the score so well for me, as well as blowing her whistle so charmingly. And we also thank Ian Messiter, who thought of the game, which we all enjoy playing so much. We thank our producer, and that is Chris Neal. From our four panellists, from Elaine Wigley, from myself, Nicholas Parsons, and everybody here in Brighton, thank you for tuning in, and tune in again the next time we take the air, and we play Just a Minute. Until then, goodbye!